now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and today we're going to make a very nice program for you. I want to talk about how to get better, how to recover, how to put aside the baggage from your past and begin to live properly. Why do we have baggage from the past that weighs us down? Memories and bitternesses and so on. Why? Well, it's because in that past moment, or in those past moments, we didn't respond properly. We didn't handle it properly. You see, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that each moment arrives, were to handle each moment properly, you would have no memories whatsoever. At the end of the day, you know, you wouldn't have any memories of what happened during the day. But we do have memories, don't we? And some of them go very deep and scar us very deep. Some we consciously recall and some we don't. Now, what is the nature of these memories? Some of them go underground. They become repressed, subconscious, and they surface occasionally. In fact, that's what happens in post-traumatic stress syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, isn't it? The memories surface all of a sudden. Well, what I want to say is that what happens to people who have post-traumatic stress disorder happens to all of us. Maybe not in quite as dramatic a way, but most of us, in fact, do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And we have we have thousands, perhaps millions of micro memories where we didn't meet the moment quite properly. Now, admittedly, ladies and gentlemen, look, I want to say that we are born fallen creatures. I want to say that. And because we are fallen creatures, we are faithless. We don't have faith. And because we're fallen, we doubt. And we tend to get upset. See, if you had perfect faith, you know, you look at, for example, Daniel in the lion's den, or the early Christians, or the apostles. See, they had a faith. They had a wonderful, wonderful faith that seemed to protect them. Not only did they have power over nature, but they had power over their own self. They had self-control. They didn't become unglued. So the reason I say that is because I don't want you to be too hard on yourself. I don't want you to be too hard on yourself. I want you to just realize that we are born fallen, and so we are going to fail. We're not going to every moment properly. You know, there's going to be danger, and we're going to run. Somebody's going to say something to us, and we're going to hate them. Our parents will make some little boo-boo, and we'll hate them. You know, your dad, you know, dresses oddly or makes funny noises when he eats and embarrasses you in front of your friends, so you hate him. See? Or your mom is always coughing, or she's always this, and so you hate her. See? Or your friend, or some boy didn't invite you out, and then he didn't show up, so you hate him. See what I mean? And then we blame God. We blame fate. See? And we even hate ourselves. And so there are moments when we could have been kind, but we weren't. We could have led a helping hand, but we didn't. There were times when we were fooled. We were emotional. We were gullible. We needed love. Somebody fooled us. We believed them. They took advantage. Then we hated them. Then we hated ourselves for being gullible. So in so many ways, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't meet the moment properly. And yes, when we were little children, we became afraid and we became upset. And those things left memories too. But as I said, we're born as fallen creatures without faith. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back again. Now, let me say this. Whenever you meet the moment without faith, without love, then you fail. See? If you meet the moment without virtue, without courage, without honor, without graciousness, without kindness, see, then you fail. You didn't meet the moment perfectly. You didn't have the perfect response. So now you see why I keep emphasizing that when we were little children, we didn't have faith, and so our love was tested and found wanting, and so we became angry at things, and we became fearful, and we did some things that weren't right, and we went along with the group, we went along with the gang, and we smoked drugs, or we smoked cigarettes, or we drank alcohol. We didn't do what our parents asked us to do. See? In so many ways, we failed. So each of those, now look at each of those failings as being, each of those failings is going to form a memory. Okay? And then the memory is not going to go away. It may become repressed. It may retreat somewhat into the background, but it's there. Okay? To surface later again. And chances are to color the present moment with that past. See? How many of you, you mess up, for example, maybe you mess up and then you say, I knew I was going to mess up. I always mess up. Well, that's just like what happened when you were a little kid. Maybe somebody planted that suggestion. They said that to you, and you, in your upset, you made a picture of the scene in your mind. It became imprinted in you. So the basic thing I want you to know is that whenever you don't meet the moment perfectly, it forms a little, it forms a me. Okay? Now, all these memories from the past, they tend to, it's kind of like a hologram. You know, we have one set of waves upon the other, and then it forms a little imprint, and you shine a light through it, and there it is. See, there's the hologram. Well, so what are we going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? What are we going to do about it? Well, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have all these memories weighing us down? Now, what we try to do is we struggle with them, we try to repress them, we try to suppress them, rather. We try to overcome them by compensating we bend over backwards to be extra nice to people, and we study extra hard, and we try to make more and more money and try to rise in power and get degrees, and we try so hard, but the memory is still there. So what are we going to do? Well, what we need to do, see, now some of us will go get counseling or something, and then the counselor will try to take us back to look at the memory and see it and deal with it and all that. Well, that has some value. But the ideal thing is to see, to have the memory arise and see it objectively. See it in the light of intuition, in the inner light of intuition, which is from God. We all have this light within us. It's from God. And we're to see, if you saw the memory in the light of intuition, it would be as if God, as if he were there with you. Well, in a way, I can say that is the case, because he sends his light. See, the amazing thing about God is that he is very, he cares a lot about his people, and he cares about, he cares about relationships, and he cares about certain things like love and kindness and not hating people and not lying to people, things like that he cares about. So, And he's very gracious, and so he would like for you to see. Look, what he wants is for whatever the memory is that's bagging. Now, remember what we said. We said these memories haunt us. They torment us. They're baggage from the past. They weigh us down. They keep us from being able to go forward freely. Okay? So what he would like is for you to become free. And the way for that to happen is for you to see the memory in the light, in God's inner light. See it. See the true meaning of the moment. Okay? And then whatever response is called for, there may be no response other than just see it. See? Or there may be an insight. Or there may be a little sadness when you see that you failed. Okay? Then that, and then it's over. And then, lo and behold, later, the memory will be gone. Or it'll be so faded into the past that it becomes unimportant. Not because you made it so, but because, well, the light shining on it made it so. You know how if you get a dirty dish rag, for example, and you hang it out, it's not fresh, you hang it out, and then in the sun makes it sweet and fresh. See, the same thing. Now, so may I give you a couple of little examples? Okay, how can you make this happen? Well, you have to yearn for the truth. You have to yearn for the truth. See, and then you have to, and then wait. And it helps if you learn to meditate as we teach here. See, most meditations, all they try to do is paper over everything with nice rose, you know, colored things and visualizations, and everything is nice and peace and so on and so forth. See, or there's some deceit or some error tied to it. And that ruins it. What you need is a proper meditation. Proper meditation. See, that has God's imprimatur upon it, that has his blessing upon it. Okay? That's what you need. That's very, very helpful because it teaches you how to stand back and observe thought instead of being lost in it. Okay? If you can stand back and observe thought, and then this inner light will cause memories to surface. You don't dredge them up. Some other person or a counselor doesn't cause them to be dredged up. They come up in a proper order, proper sequence, as God so determines. And there they are, and you look at them. Now, let me give you a couple of examples of how objectivity can be helpful. For example, and if you could see the real truth of the moment. For example, maybe when you were a little child one time and you hated your mommy, and then something happened to your mommy, and then you blamed yourself. You thought, well, because I said something mean to my mommy, then that's why something bad happened to her. Well, see, that's not true. You need to see that, see it clearly in the light, see that it's not true, see that you resented your mom and that made you guilty, and so the suggestion that you caused something bad to happen to her became implanted, but only because you felt guilty for hating your mom. So all you have to do is see that it was wrong to hate your mom, okay? Another example, there was a boy that saw his mom and dad fighting, and they were pretending to fight, they were pretending to wrestle, but he thought his dad was trying to really hurt his mom, but it turns out they were just pretending. Well, he hated his dad for years, and then later he found out they were pretending. You see how seeing the truth can save you from the memory.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving you some examples of how seeing things objectively. See, now I'm just making up examples now. But for you, it can happen when you want to know the truth, if there's something that you did that wasn't quite right, and you're willing to see it and be sorry. See? And you want to come clean, then it can happen for you, and getting the meditation is a very good start. See, then it will happen in its own time, not the artificial time that somebody else says, not your time, but in its own time. See, all of a sudden there's the memory. You see it. Now, another example, okay? Another example, memory. Let's say your dad wasn't there for you. Okay? He wasn't there for you. He walked out on your mom, for example. You hated your dad. See? So on and so forth. Well, but you didn't want to admit that your dad didn't love you. So you go around pretending that he did, and you don't want to face the memory because you don't want to admit that he didn't love you. And then all of a sudden, now you have to admit. You have to, if you see the truth of the past. Number one, he didn't love you. He was fallen. He'd been destroyed when he was a child. See, he never found salvation himself. He was wounded and hurt, and something was missing. He had been destroyed and corrupted by people that were cruel to him. So when you see that, then you don't hate him anymore. But you also see that he didn't have love. Something blocked him. Something was stopping him. It may not even have been your dad. There may have been something else in him that wouldn't let him love you, that wouldn't let him be a good dad. And now you see all of that. You see that. See? So now you can admit the truth. No, your dad didn't love you, but at the same time, you see that you hated him, and now you see that that was wrong. So now you don't hate him anymore. You see that he was a victim. And it's over. So it's baggage from the past. See, it's all over. See? Then other times memory surfaces where we see that something happened. We did somebody wrong, or we didn't tell the truth, or we let him get away with something. You know, somebody did something to you, and you never stood up to them. You became intimidated by them. And later, see, after you forgive them, then you have to go back to them and say, look, here's what you did to me. You hurt me, and I hated you, but I don't hate you anymore, but I just want you to see what you did to me. See, all of these things in due time. But you see how these memories of the past, now can you see how there could be millions of them? Millions of little moments when we didn't meet life properly. See, it can be as subtle as not heeding an intuitive hunch. A little hunch, you didn't heed it, you went the other way. See, like the old cartoon where, you know, Daffy Duck has a little devil on one shoulder and a little angel on the other, and the devil says one thing and the angel says another. Well, our intuition speaks to us wordlessly. It doesn't speak with words, it's silent, but we don't heed it. Instead, we listen to the other one that promises glory and revenge and excitement and pleasure and all that, so we go the wrong way. See, well, you have to see all these things. And that you can, in God's inner light of truth. So, when you start to get better, that's the beginning of repentance. That's the beginning of your return to, well, to dignity, to freedom. To let go of the past, not by pushing it under the carpet. Not by pretending that everything was wonderful. No. But by seeing the truth, admitting the truth, seeing the truth in the light of truth. See, that's the missing ingredient, the inner light of truth, which is what you need to refine. It's always been there. Now you know it as conscience or vague anxiety when you err. Now you need to get closer and closer and closer to this inner light of truth. You can see these memories and then have them, well, become unimportant. One day they're all gone, and all that's left is a beautiful, blessed present. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. I want to mention one more thing. I want to mention doubt. Doubt is also a great big trauma for us. See, when we were children, we had a natural love, we had a natural trust. A natural love and a natural trust of people. See, a natural belief in people. It was kind of like a little stock of natural love, little stock of natural trust. See, when we were children. And it lasted maybe until we were in our teens or even older. But you see, it holds us in good stead when we're little. But then at a certain point, we need to find a mature faith. We need to find it. A mature love, what love really is. What faith is. But when you were young, you had a natural belief in things than what you were told, and you believed the things, especially when they were beautiful and idealistic. Then you went out in the world. You went to work, and you saw cruelty and betrayal and deceit. Maybe you went to war. See, or you got married, or you had a boyfriend and girlfriend, or you got involved with some people somewhere. And then you saw the betrayal, the lies, the deceit, the cruelty, the unfairness, the injustice. See, the mayhem, the violence. You saw it, and it caused you to doubt what is good and what is true. See, you doubted truth. You doubted God. You doubted good. See, that's a very big trauma for a human being because we're creatures of faith, creatures of belief. So you see how there are those traumas. See, those also have to be seen. And when you see that moment in the past when you doubted what was good, see, because you became hateful and you hated what you saw, what you witnessed, when you see that moment in the light of truth, in the present light of truth shining, you realize that the light of truth is now shining, showing you this past moment, and this light of truth is there now, it does love you, and it does show you, so you can let go of the past. When you see that, you will then be able to look at the negative truths, see, in the light of the truth itself. See how beautiful that is? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I run out of time, may I recommend you get the meditation? You might just go directly to my website and just go ahead and get it. You know, go to our store, find the meditation, click on it, order it. You get two cassettes, actually, and you get a booklet. And you should also get a couple of books. May I recommend Becoming a Friend of God? It's excellent, excellent book. The Best of Roland is also an excellent book. The Best of Roland, 20 years of helping people. I have a book on kids and parents. Very, very helpful. We all have issues with our parents. It's called My Daughter Does Not Want to Clean Her Room, a handbook for parents and kids of all ages. And there's also a book called My Wife and I Argue All the Time. It's about relationships. So if you get those four books, see, get the meditation, begin to practice it, get those four books. There'd be a lot of wonderful reading material. A lot of eye-opening reading material. It'll confirm what you've always known in your heart. See? And it'll be very helpful. They'll be very helpful to you. So, there you have it. And for those of you, if you can't afford anything, well, there's an introductory version of the meditation on our website. And then, of course, lots of articles there to read. Lots of old programs to listen to. Lots of blogs to visit and read the posts, so there's just a wealth of good for you there.
And so, with this holiday season upon us, ladies and gentlemen, may I recommend that you begin to live life properly? Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor and become a friend of God. Find this inner light of which I speak. Learn to become still. Learn to meditate and become still. And get some of the books and enjoy reading and absorbing all the wonderful information.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And as a bonus, if you find this inner light in which you can see what is true, it'll open up a whole new world of spiritual joys. And then when you pick up the Bible, open it up maybe to some chapter in the New Testament, start reading, all of a sudden your eyes will be open and you'll see the truth of it for yourself. All the beautiful things that you've always loved and that you've heard, you'll see the truth of them for yourself. It'll be the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And yes, you'll be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife, better citizen. And life will be beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.